This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health, now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Don't touch that dial, folks. It's advanced medicine. 24 hours later, my bad, not Dr. Bittar. He would have been on time, but I asked him, hey, can we delay it? He actually had to move his schedule around to be here for a special edition of Advanced Medicine because I was out in Orlando at an expo and finally made it back, and now we get to go to Advanced Medicine land. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about you?
Doing great. I'm actually feeling really good because this weekend was kind of stressful, not only being out of town, which happens, but the thing that I use to connect with the network to do the shows live, broadcast sound quality, failed. Epic fails, both Friday's show and Sunday's show. So I had to do the show via cell phone. I sounded like Dr. Bittar on the phone, which is really awesome. Don't get me wrong, but you know how I like to be. I'm a stickler for the radio broadcast sound. So, but we made it through. We did a lot of CBD discussion. I got to see our friend Casey Krejci, my buddy Dr. Chad, who's a pediatric surgeon I went to Emory with years ago. So it was a real good reunion time, but the shows themselves were kind of stressful. So I'm glad to be back in studio with you, and now I can just relax, and you can do whatever you want. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's funny because I guess people have gotten so used to the live stream on Facebook when I'm doing it, because usually we have, I don't know, we probably have between 100 and 150 comments and, you know, people logging on right away. And I've been, I think, for 3.5-4 minutes on Facebook now live, and we've only got two people that come on. So I think people, it's throwing people off too because they're used to Monday. It's
yes.
Monday, and since it's Tuesday. It's
well, we got to throw a curveball every once in a while, keep people on their toes, you
absolutely
know? You expect the same
absolutely
thing every day. Yeah.
That's exactly right. You want to shake it up a little bit.
Exactly. Now, we're going to shake it up. We're going to let everybody know about an upcoming webinar as well as the Advanced Medicine Seminar, the big one out in California next year. Well, it'll be here before you know it. But before we get there, you sent us this article, and Superdon and I were discussing it. I'm not sure of the veracity of the claims in it, but it is worth discussing because there are some legitimate parts of this article. This is a headline reads, Trump lays groundwork to ban mandatory vaccinations across the United States. Now that, I'm telling you, my friends, that is an intriguing headline. I will give props to whoever wrote that headline. I mean, that's going to go, I'm clicking on that. And I don't know if you read through what...
That's the one that I sent you, right?
Yes, it is. It is. I mean, that's a great headline.
Yeah, that's the story that I sent you. So, you know, I read through that one. That's the, you know, that one, actually, when I read it, I thought, we got to talk about this on the show. Because I actually did not only read the article, but then there's a lot of comments on it. And so we can discuss a couple of things that I thought were important about this particular story.
Sure. And the basic premise of it is that there is a new division within the Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights, and it relates to religious liberty, which for me is always, I'm a big fan of it. Anything that they're going to do to help preclude governmental override of religious beliefs. Yet it may not work in the same way they think it will, but hey, it's something. Conscience and Religious Freedom Division is what they're calling it. And of course, if it indeed honors the First Amendment, which by the way gives you no rights of freedom of speech or freedom of religion, these are yours by virtue of your birth from your Creator, God, But the government put it in and codified it to say, hey, government, we can't violate. You're not allowed to violate this stuff. The fact that they have to come up with this later tells you how much the government is already violating the rights to freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, freedom of religion.
Absolutely. I think that what you just laid out is very important because of the people that didn't understand this article that made comments, well, I just read through this entire component, this bill, and there's nothing there about parents' rights or children's rights or vaccinations, and so I don't think this is an appropriate headline. It's a misinformed article. It's all the different criticisms about that particular headline, but it is important because of what you just said. It lays the groundwork and allows a foundation for people now to be able to say that you talk about how this is the it's the religion of mysticism or medicine is the
yes.
religiosity of medicine. So mm-hmm. it's basically setting up the foundation that allows for a parent or anyone else that is against vaccinations to be able to now contest the supposed mandate of that you have to get a vaccination because it's not based upon your belief system, which is looking at the way that they're setting this up. I think personally that the specific wording in there, and I think I sent that to you in a separate paragraph, it does specifically use the word vaccinations in there. It doesn't talk about vaccinations for flu or childhood vaccine. It just says vaccinations is part of that component. I don't have it in front of me, Robert. Maybe you have it, but there was very specific language in there that allows for that door to be open.
Yes. No, I agree. It is an argument that can be made. Now, there's no telling if they will honor it. I will tell you my experiences recently in dealing with religious freedom issues at the federal level that the bureaucrats basically ignore. They pay lip service to the Constitution, to the Bill of Rights, and that unless you push them and make a big public kerfluffle, and that's an understatement, they will likely ignore anything you submit to them. And so the court of public opinion does play some role in putting pressure on bureaucrats to some degree. It shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't need to have to resort to this. As I said, the Bill of Rights were written right at the get-go almost, not to grant you rights, but to protect those rights that were yours by virtue of your creation, your birth. So in the case of California, where SB 277 came into effect, it basically violated whatever religious freedom may still exist in California and wiped it out. The government claims ownership of your children and says they have to be vaccinated if they want to go to school, if you want to send them to school, not just public, but private schools as well, with one remaining exemption associated with homeschooling. But even then, if you want to participate in athletics and other things with the public schools, which you're supposed to be able to do, they will try and make it so you have to be vaccinated there as well. So we're dealing with kind of a parallel track, but opposite directions of these tracks. On one level, they'll pay lip service to it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the Supreme Court Justice James Agler, the quote that I've read before, where he says that those who are swayed by honeyed words and are not belligerent to stand up for their rights or if you're not willing to stand up for your rights, through sustained combat and belligerence and are swayed by honeyed words, those people will have essentially given up their right to freedom.
Yes.
So it's basically talking about that exactly what you just said, that unless you push them, they're not going to really give you or they won't acknowledge that you have those inalienable rights. Right.
Right.
And the reason is basically because they're trying to run over people. The government should be afraid of the people. I think it was Thomas Jefferson said that. People should never be afraid of the government. The government should be afraid of the people. But it's the other way around. People are afraid of the government.
And well, when people are afraid of their government, there's tyranny. When the government is afraid of their people, there is liberty. And that's, that's pretty much where we've lost it because people are in fear of their government. They don't stand up to the government very often. And those that do, the vast majority, like in the Matrix movie or the invasion of the body snatchers, mindlessly try to turn those people in to something that they are not. I mean, they're not collectivists. They respect individual liberty, and they demand, not ask politely, because you don't have to be polite about it, you demand belligerently, your rights be respected, not granted or given, because they can't be taken away. They're not given except by God.
And you have to be able to and willing to then sustain those rights with combat if necessary. I mean, that's a very powerful, active statement. You know, you don't just say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then you let them, and then you roll over and let them run over you. You have to be willing to stand up and fight. And that's mm-hmm. another important part. And, you know, what does this have to do with health? Well, this actually is a quote that I said to the medical board when they said they were going to fine me and take my license and this and that. This was like 9 years ago, which was a quote directly from Thomas Jefferson, which was, when a people allow a government to dictate the foods that they put, I know this one a lot better than the other mm-hmm. one.
Yes.
When a people allow a government to dictate the foods that they put in their mouths and the medicines they put into their bodies, their souls will soon be in the same sorry state as those who live under tyranny.
Yes. So well said. And what are we to do today? Now, it's interesting. Some strategies have worked. Others have not. Again, I've been addressing it almost as a one-man army, politely but belligerently, to say, hey, these are my rights. You're violating them. Yet all the way up and down in terms of my freedom to travel, my religious beliefs, etc., have been violated. And the threats of the future of movement of Robert Scabell throughout the earth plane are theoretically or actually restricted. Now, the Hobby Lobby case, I don't know if you remember this, Dr. Bitar. It was a group, this Hobby Lobby, that didn't want to participate in Obamacare because of their opposition to abortion. And they went up to the Supreme Court and they won that you can't violate the rights. And there was another case about the cake baker who didn't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding because of his belief, you know, in what marriage is. And he won as well. Now, some people say, well, that's bigoted, that's homophobic. No, no, this is about religious freedom. And it took a case.
Well, actually, Robert, I don't think it was about religious freedom. I think those people claim that they were being segregated out because of their choice of sexuality, and that they were being profiled based upon their sexual preference. And the courts held up that it was the right of the businesses to cater to who they wanted to, because they didn't say they're not going to be able to provide you with the cake. They just said that they don't want to put the message that you want on the cake because it violates
right.
the baker's issue. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good distinction there, Dr. Bitar, and one that should be noted. It wasn't that the baker had an opposition to serving gay customers. It was specific to something that violated a key religious belief that he had, and that is an important part here. Now, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, streaming live as well through what? YouTube, and Dr. Bitar probably through Facebook Live as well. Back with answering questions of yours next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we go, folks. We ask no permission where it is not required, and when it comes to healing, it's never required. The only permission you have to give is yourself, the permission to heal in ways that even violate those that believe otherwise to your beliefs about healing. Obviously, we engage in freedom here, including the freedom to use allopathic medicine when you feel it necessary. That's why this show is different. We don't sit there and curse at doctors because we don't like what they do. We try to enlighten and educate them. That's what advanced medicine is all about. Dr. Bitar has been at that for years. And if you're not sure about that, read his international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, and you'll know right away. And read it again and again. Or you could go to the webinar that's coming up. We had a question of the day coming in from Kenneth specifically about this. You know, when is this, you know, what's coming up? I know Dr. Bitar has been mentioning it. When's the Advanced Medicine Conference in May of 2019? Well, before we get there, let's talk about the webinar coming up in 2 days.
Yeah, so the webinar is on Thursday, this coming Thursday, you said December 6th at 8:30. We were a little remiss in getting the information out. We announced it, but we never got the link out. My IT guy wasn't able to get it out in time. So anyway, it went out on actually exactly a week ago, last Tuesday, and we have over 1,800 people registered for the event right now. And it's actually even for the – just while we've been on the radio, it's gone up by a few numbers again, Robert. So the nice thing is that if you go ahead and register, even if you can't make it on there, because I think we're limited to 1,000 people actually being on the – event live. I believe the new system actually said up to 10,000 people can view it. We're just not 100% sure if that's accurate or not. But even if it's not accurate, it doesn't matter, because if you register, you will get the replay anyway. You will have access to it. And I honestly believe this is going to be one of the most important webinars, because the webinar is talking about things that are applicable to every single person. You know, when we talk about autism, cancer, heavy metals, whatever, we're talking about different things. This is about ingredients, about synergy, and about how to measure an effective protocol, or how to measure efficacy in whatever supplements you're taking. So it's a very generic thing, generic seminar in the webinar, I should say, in the sense that it's applicable to everybody. And that's one reason we did not make the registration through the IADFW. We've just let the registration be open to everybody. But I'm also going to explain some of the other specific things that have come up over the last 6 months about the HeadMap, about BAND-ECD. So, Robert, it's going to be a very informative webinar from a general information standpoint, but also regarding the resources that we've had available for people. I'm amazed that there are some of the resources we get questions on because they've been available for some time, but people didn't know that they were available. I mean, I've had literally patients come into my office and had no idea that I'd written a book, and, you know, it was that many years ago. So I just want to be able to let people know a lot of these resources because it's been put out there for them, and the vast majority of it doesn't cost anything. In fact, everything we'll be covering on the webinar doesn't cost anybody anything. Now, we will have something at the end that if people want to partake in it, which is to do with the Advanced Medicine Conference that you brought up. So the webinar is December the 6th. I am speaking in January 5th in Pasadena in Los Angeles. And then our Advanced Medicine Conference is May 25th and May 26th. And I believe the tickets just became available. You can go to advancedmedicineconference.com. I think, Robert, you already have that link up there.
I believe so. Yeah, by the way, May 25th, 26th, it's the Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, correct? Not on Memorial Day.
That's correct. Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. And it's going to be an amazing event besides the fact that Robert Scott Bell is going to be there giving a couple of lectures along with myself. But we've got some other people. I just got confirmation Del Bigtree is definitely going to be there.
Sweet.
And, of course, Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is, if you have an opportunity to see Dr. Lipton live, I'm telling you, he will be remembered one day as a Galileo, as a Copernicus type of an individual. And I can't say enough, and I'm honored that he so generously and without any hesitation said that he would come and speak. In fact, he's booked out 2 years out, Robert. So
yes, he is. I know. That's fantastic. That's a kind of a biological, unbelievable coup, if that's not a funny way to say it.
Well, it was interesting because it just came down to how we really, we had a mind lock, basically. And so we're really fortunate that Dr. Lipton is going to be there. So for anybody, anywhere in the world, I just got confirmation from two people in New Zealand that they're coming to the Advanced Medicine Conference. So people, if you're in the U.S., it's easy for you to get there.
All right, folks, we do have the link up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com for the webinar. Direct link to register for the Thursday webinar. That's going to be fantastic. And then, of course, if tickets are now available, Super Don will make sure that link is live to get your tickets for the Advanced Medicine Seminar in Pasadena, California, May the 25th and 26th, Memorial Day weekend in Pasadena. We'll see you there.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
Just before 7 o'clock Eastern Time, former President George W. Bush was shaking hands with mourners at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Bush had a moment of silence beside the casket with his father, who's lying in state. He then greeted people, shook hands. Bush was accompanied by his wife, Laura, and brother, Jeb, and many of the other family members were in attendance as well. After being briefed by CIA Director Gina Haspel, even more senators are convinced that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, including Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I went into the briefing believing it was virtually impossible for an operation like this to be carried out without the Crown Prince's knowledge. I left the briefing with high confidence that my initial assessment of the situation is correct. There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, the special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, second hour. We're doing advanced medicine. I know, not on a normal day, but sometimes we gotta shake it up a little bit. And Dr. Bittar was so kind as to flex with us today. And sometimes on advanced medicine, given enough advanced warning, we can actually, I don't know, maybe answer a question or two. Yeah. Oops. Hold on a second. I think I had that all set up, and I was, like, feeling good about myself. And then what happened is I hit the mute button. Boo. It wasn't Super Don. Dr. Bittar, it was me.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Now, that's more like it. Take two. Hey, Dr. Bittar, Robert, what would you do for an abdominal aortic aneurysm that you were told requires surgery? 6.5 centimeters in size. I'm told the only alternative is open surgery repair or an endovascular repair, which is made up of an expanded polytetrafluoroethylene with an outer metallic support structure known as a stent. Both have negatives. The open repair is subject to long recovery and infection and the endovascular repair annual CT scans. Your input, much appreciated, Fred. Now, Fred, we're not cardiovascular surgeons, but we're giving you our perspectives and unofficial opinions. We're not playing your doctor, but this is general information and education. So, Dr. Pitar, I don't know how to start this one because as a homeopath, I don't do surgery.
Well, as you know, Robert, I was a surgeon, and that's what my former medical training is in surgery. So let's first define what an aneurysm is so everybody understands what it is. So an aneurysm essentially is, think of a garden hose that has gotten a soft spot somewhere, or it's got a weakened spot somewhere, and it's still intact, but when it's under pressure, it starts to balloon out. So think of it as a ballooning out of the side of the hose, and with a lot of pressure, the risk is that that balloon can rupture because it doesn't have the same integrity as the rest of the hose, of the rest of the vascular tree. Now, what happens is as we age, and this is not a function necessarily of aging, but this is what we attribute it to aging. As we get older or as we've accumulated more time on this planet, the vascular tree becomes more rigid. And so the first thing is, do we believe that? And are there things that we can do to make the vascular tree more flexible? And there are things that we can do to make the vascular tree more flexible. And those things are, generally speaking, things like increasing your antioxidant levels, keeping up with a good nutrient supply. I think things like chelation tremendously help because they keep the lipid peroxidation minimal and prevent the damage from the heavy metals on the endothelial wall lining. The endothelial lining is the inner layers of the vascular tree of the vessel. So if we can do things to help make the hose, the vascular tree, the arteries, more flexible, more elastic, more supple, as opposed to becoming rigid and hard, then that area is going to be more flexible and it's going to be able to deal with the pressure much more appropriately. The next thing is things like anything that would keep your aneurysm from ballooning out, that would be good too. So, maintaining good hydration, balance, not being prone to getting angry and that type of stuff, meditation stuff. But again, that's not going to really prevent an aneurysm from rupturing. The aneurysm is basically a loss of integrity in the vascular tree. And so if there's things that you can do, you need to do those things, such as the things that we just outlined.
Dr. Pitar, let me ask before you go further, do you believe that that weakened area, given the right circumstance, given the right nutrients, minerals, like I've argued, silica, number one, bar none, number one, not the only thing, but number one in terms of vascular elasticity and integrity, all connective tissue related to the deficiency of the silicon that is so often overlooked. Now, again, given, let's just broaden it, all of the things you said, is it possible, do you believe, to repair this without having to do surgery? We're not telling Fred he does or doesn't need it. I'm just in a general sense.
All right, Robert, the question you've asked is a very loaded question. So if I have my medical hat on, I would say that it is impossible to expect a recovery from an aneurysm. However, if you have my medical hat on with what I know, using quantum physics as a basis, and with the understanding that every atom in our bodies will be completely changed and different 1 year from now, meaning that every constituent of our system, every atomic constituent of our system will be different a year from now, then certainly anything is possible. But it all comes down to one thing, which is, what do you believe? And if I believe something to that level, yes, I can create it. But if a person doesn't believe it, or they think that they can, it's possible that they don't, then, is that possible? This comes down to a belief system.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, and you're aware of this, I won't talk about it openly, but you're aware of this, I am a walking proof that there's something in medicine that is impossible to do, and I personally went through it myself, and I am way better without any of those things that I was told that I had to have done 3 years ago. meaning have to have done, otherwise I would die type of thing. And I laughed at my friend, the cardiologist, and I said, you know I'm not going to do that stuff. And if it's my time to go, then, and if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. You can put that on my gravestone that I was wrong. But, you know, I'm still pretty much alive and doing 95% of what I was doing, and I'm planning on getting up to 105% of what I was doing 4 years from now, 4 years ago. And, of course, in cancer, for example, natural killer cells cannot go up. In a metastatic disease, natural killer cells do not go up. They can't go up, and yet we have hundreds upon hundreds of patients where we've done the natural killer cell profile, apoptosis cell cycle, and lymphocyte subpopulations, and we've measured this, and we have shown on a very reproducible level, you can make natural killer cells go up. So it goes back to what you believe. So, yes, I think it is possible. Would I say to a person, you know, just rely on that? Yeah. I would, for myself, I would. For you, I would. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of the world, I would tell them that it's up to them what they believe. Robert, one thing I do want to say, though, because he gave two specific options, and he said, you know, which one to go with if he was going to go with one or the other. And I personally would be very, very reluctant to do anything intravascularly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why, because it is the follow-up CAT scans that have to be done and a metallic object in the body, which the metal may be inert because it may be something like titanium, but still it's going to be a prosthesis in the body. It's going to be something that allows for infection setup, plus with the recurrent CAT scans that they're going to mandate. And the surgical option, you know, you just want to go make sure whoever the surgeon is, if you are going to go that route, you meet with a surgeon and you feel good about that surgeon. As a human being, as somebody that you would, he would be a buddy of yours. That, you know, if you were going hunting or if you were playing chess or whatever, he would be somebody that you'd like. If you don't feel a mesh energetically with your surgeon, do not use that surgeon.
So the mesh to use is not the one they insert, but the energetic mesh between you two. I love that. That was beautifully said.
Exactly.
And, you know, again, the way you delineate it as well, your surgeon hat and again, the hat that a lot of modern medicine doesn't acknowledge, again, that we know here is factual and true. Fred's got some decisions to make, but I would say pray on it, meditate on it, contemplate on it as well, because these are big decisions, obviously. But I believe, yes, you can heal in ways that they don't acknowledge that you can heal.
Without a doubt, Robert, the body is a healing mechanism. That is what it's been designed to do. And if it was me, I would do many other things before I would look at either one of those two things. I'll just say it that way. Mm-hmm. But this one point that I want to make again, if you would not like meeting your surgeon, if you meet this person and as a person you don't like him, don't use him as a surgeon. If you meet this person, you say, you know, just as a neighbor, as a friend, this guy, I really like him. That's the surgeon that you need to have operating in your body.
And it makes a difference in outcome, folks. There's a lot known about that. Now, having done the surgeon with Fred scenario, let's talk about the ladies. How about that? Women, what is wrong with you? Apparently, you're reluctant to take preventive breast cancer drugs.
What did you say?
What? What?
Your wife obviously has. Your wife obviously is not in the room because I think you would have gotten slapped right now.
Yeah, no, I've locked her out just in case for this segment. But apparently, and this is out of our friends at the UK, UK Health Radio listening, many British women won't take tamoxifen because they're concerned about the side effects. How about the direct effects of tamoxifen? We know that it actually causes cancer. I think the women are getting smart.
I think the women in Britain must be they must be smarter. That's why they're not taking tamoxifen.
Yeah, I mean, how absurd is it to say, hey, we want to prevent breast cancer. Let's put you on this drug forever. Oh, by the way, one of the side effects of the drug, they call it side, it's direct, is cancer.
Yeah. A lot of the treatments that are used for cancer, the side effects, but again, like you said, side effects, and as you know, as has been pointed out many times by us, by, you know, Dr. Lipton does a pretty good job of it too, that these are not side effects, these are direct effects. They are effects happening directly. We call them side effects because they're not desired. That doesn't mean that you can call it a side effect. But regardless, if you look at chemotherapy, whenever they're mixing up chemotherapy or they're making chemotherapy, they're not just sitting there in their, you know, beach shorts and sandals on making this stuff. They've got a hazmat suit on. Why? Because it's toxic.
Yeah.
You know, radiation. The people that are administering it are wearing lead. Why? Because it's toxic. So many of these things that they're doing for cancer, if it's toxic to the cancer, and cancer is more resilient than healthy cells, then what do you think that says about what it's going to do to the normal healthy tissue? There's a lot of collateral damage here we got to deal with.
I remember, Super Don, do you remember, wasn't it Shane Ellison who wrote a few awesome books? I mean, he didn't take any prisoners. He used to work for the company that made tamoxifen. He was one of the researchers involved in the scientific endeavor of putting that together, and he saw from within. Is that Shane Ellison? Wasn't that his name?
The people's chemist.
Shane Ellison. The people's chemist.
Yep.
And
he
left the company. He was making good money when he saw, and he called it out. He said, this causes cancer. There's no way I can be part of this. And then he began to write books on these things and nutritional options. So we're not the first ones to acknowledge this. And finally, the ladies out there in England, and I wish everywhere else, would get wind of, it's absurd to put ionizing radiation on the breast while squishing it every year in a mammogram. It's absurd to put toxic chemicals in your body every day to prevent something that is caused by toxic chemicals, including the specific one known as tamoxifen.
Yeah, Robert, I don't know how much time we have right now, but, you know, let's talk about mammograms just for a second. I don't know whether we have time for that.
We're almost up on a break, so it'd have to be real quick.
Okay, real quick then. Mammograms, remember, cancer is caused by inflammation, and mammograms are inducing inflammation. They're traumatizing the breast, putting under compression, and causing inflammation. There's a lot of stuff I could talk about mammograms. Maybe that'll be a question we deal with in a future webinar.
Sure. That would be great. Plus, allergies. I used to be the poster boy for allergies. People are asking, why is there a food allergy epidemic all over planet Earth? I wonder if we could ask Jeffrey Smith that. He might know as well. But we'll talk about it with Dr. Batari, who wrap up his special edition of Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
What another great episode of Advanced Medicine. Yeah, doesn't matter what day of the week we have it, it's awesome. And I'm glad for Dr. Bitar, my buddy, joining me today as we kind of hit the sort of the tail end of 2018. I think the shows, if they are at least consistently great, could they be getting better? I'm not sure, but possibly. Y'all let us know. Also on YouTube, I want to thank our syndicator, GCN, Jeunesse Communications Network. You can hear it live and in the encore fashion as a podcast, GCNLive.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and, of course, on YouTube. And Dr. Bitar is also blasting it out through Facebook as well. So glad to have you here, my friend. We've got, you know, I don't know if we finished up on the previous discussion about tamoxifen and mammograms. I think we did, but we could, load up the allergy question, the international food allergy epidemic.
Yeah, so food allergies is, it's such an important topic, actually. Something that we don't usually talk too much about, and we don't hear too many people talking about allergy issues. We also don't hear people talking about the biosludge issues. We also don't hear, there's certain things that we don't hear typically about. We hear a lot about autism. We hear a lot about cancer, a lot about heart disease, but immunity is a very important component, autoimmunity, and allergy is really an autoimmune condition is what it comes down to.
Yes, so, and I've talked about it for years because of my gut health was so poor, but the doctors, God bless them, all they did was pour antibiotics into me and anti-inflammatory drugs as well, allergy medications, allergy shots. I had every food allergy you can imagine. Again, going back, I was the canary in the coal mine of Generation X. It wasn't as common as it is today, and it's expanded greatly, and I think partly due to the expanded vaccine schedule from the 90s to today.
Without a doubt. That definitely contributed to it. Without a doubt.
And then we add glyphosate. We add genetically engineered ingredients, modifying the foods in ways that God never had intended to. Man says, oh, I can do better. And, of course, it's absurd. And then we see the manifestation of autoimmune responses, hyperimmune responses that aren't necessarily happening. Well, they aren't happening in people who have healthy, intact guts and their livers are working and they're not overwhelmed with heavy metals like mercury.
Right. So, you know, when we talk about the foods, that's actually specifically the six toxicity and my seven toxicity philosophy. So that's the pasteurization, homogenization, irradiation, genetic modification of foods. It's what we do to the foods and how we change the foods from what they were meant to be, how God designed them, and how our systems are designed to take them in and change them into everything but what's recognized as food. So that is a very, very big problem. And so when we're looking at allergies, typically, we don't think of allergies as an immune issue. We think of things like scleroderma and lupus as immune issues, as autoimmune issues. So you have a hyperimmune response or a hypoimmune response. A hypoimmune response, a low immune response, or a suppression of the immune response is when things like cancer will set up.
Right.
Diabetes causes a suppression of the immune system. And sometimes when like a person is going to have a transplant of an organ, they will induce a hypoimmune response, right? So they'll give you steroids to reduce your body's ability to recognize something as foreign so that you won't have a reaction against a new organ. So these are all hypoimmune responses. So there are four categories of hypoimmune response. You've got cancer, HIV, diabetes, and post-transplant. Those are the four demographics where you will see a low immune response. The opposite side, hyperimmune response, we see this all the time. We hear about things like lupus and myasthenia gravis and Sjögren syndrome and some of these other things. Yes, these are hyperimmune responses, but the very common hyperimmune response that we see almost on a daily basis is a food allergy. So anybody who's allergic to anything, whether it's a food allergy, a seasonal allergy, a hay allergy, grass allergy, pollen allergy, these are all hyperimmune responses. And it's all happened because the immune system has been thrown into a wacky, jittery area, doesn't really know what it should or what it shouldn't be reacting to. So it becomes very sensitive to certain things that we're being exposed to all the time. And we acquire these things thinking that it's a problem with the pollen, or it's a problem with the hay, or it's a problem with the grass, or it's a problem with the dog dander. But it's actually because of our own immune systems that have been manipulated in so many different fashions. And that's why we have this
well said
immune response.
And, of course, an induced suppression of immunity can lead to cancer, just as if your own immune system collapses. And then anything
Absolutely.
Can take advantage of that. That was already in the body. You don't have to catch. What you do got to catch is, I guess, the wave that is advanced medicine. Each and every week here, and we've got the upcoming events, the webinar on Thursday. Dr. Batar, tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.